Yeah, great discussion so far, and very nice presentations. And I like the model curve, Patrick, and evaluation. And I'll be having evaluation in my presentation as well, but in a different context. And the title of my presentation is Use of LibGuides, and I'll be telling you what that is soon if you haven't heard of that. As a student engagement and research tool in public health research, and this is from University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and my name is there, and there's my colleague's name who was the librarian who was working with me. I have no relationships to disclose. How we started to think about this project, I'm a faculty in health education, and I've always thought about different kinds of assignments at the undergraduate and graduate level, and I was having a discussion with a librarian, a library person, and I said that I need something more focused for students to do research and to know more about how to access different areas or topics. And then he suggested something about a customized research guide, which is a LibGuide, and that's the term which is used. And if you are wondering why do you need a librarian, I think it's an important person to have in your courses, and you can work with a librarian because he has a lot of information specific to the needs of students. At times he can provide you accurate information. There's access to reliable resources which he can provide information to your students. And also, I teach an undergraduate fully online class, so there's an electronic access to him in my course, as well as so he can collaborate and work in different ways. And then as we were talking about the use of LibGuides as an instructional tool, we know that we wanted a course-specific guide. It could be a topic-specific guide as well, but we wanted more towards something tailored towards the course. And I wanted a lot of resources in that, information about credible sources for the students to go out and look for. Also, if we could track them by linking it in my course or according to different pages they have visited. So these were all the reasons for developing this kind of a guide. And here is a LibGuide, how it actually looks when it's developed. It has multiple tabs like library information, how do you find books, how to find articles, statistical reports which students want to access at times, and then we use APA style information in health education, so there's a lot of information there. And this is the picture of the person. Also, there's a lot of research so on LibGuides, and you can use it as a point of need in a course management system like Blackboard. How many of you here have used Blackboard? Okay, so you can use it, and I'm using it as a link in your menu or somewhere, which is pretty much effective. And then you can get a real-time feedback. So there's a lot of research done before which said 77% of students indicated that research guides were important. They would like to have something, some kind of assistance. And so that's the reason we went ahead and we did a cross-sectional study, and we developed a questionnaire with a number of different items looking at the use of LibGuides as well as general demographics for the courses. And I teach two different courses, and I teach one which is an online course and the other which is a hybrid course, and we kind of sample students from these courses. And the response rate was 50%, but that the majority were from the undergraduate course. They were full-time female students, living, having an off-campus housing, and all of those were health education or health promotion majors. And these were the two courses, both relate to evaluation, and this is what we found. So these was, we asked the question, how helpful was the LibGuide for completing your class assignments? And if you see, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 was not at all useful, and 5 is very useful, you see majority were in on the right hand side, 3, 4 and 5. So 46% were 3, and then 39% was said that it was really very useful. This is a pie chart which tells you about how many times they used it, and about 43% of students said they used it 3 to 5 times, and the rest you can see, but most of them found it really very useful. And then here it's about, now this is something about the tracking, what, how many times they had hit on the LibGuide page, and it's for us to see. And if you look at the first one, the health education evaluation course, it was 103 times, which tells you that they have been using it a lot. Also, the next thing we asked them was the different kind of resources which they used or accessed for their assignments or general research, and the highest was using the APA style guide. So they would like to look at it and for their citations and references. And then articles, which was they like to search that more. Statistics was after that, and books is probably lower down, which tells you they don't access a lot of books, which they should be, but they're not. Okay, and then we asked benefits of course-specific LibGuides, and as we had expected, I mean, most of them said that it's easier access to resources on topics, and then it improved the research process, and also a lot of them said that they know more about where to look for credible resources for their research. So finally, I would like to conclude that a faculty should collaborate with a librarian. It's a very useful collaboration. It helps in this kind of research guide development. It's a very effective teaching and learning tool when you use it in your course. It gives, you can have student feedback. You can get information about the statistics I showed you before. Students improve their information literacy skills, so that is one way you can improve that. You get higher quality references in the projects and in their other assignments, and I've seen that with this LibGuide, and they're using more of evidence-based resources in their research. We are conducting another repeat survey this fall where we are going to tease out some things. We're changing, we have added some things, we have added more evidence-based resources and some other facts, and we want to reduce the length of pages where they need to click to get to the resources, and we may add more survey questions. We have quite a few recommendations, and one is about more collaboration among faculty and librarian in this kind of venture. Continue or use it for online courses if any of you do teach that, or hybrid course where you have online component as well as a face-to-face component. You can record tutorials, you can online chat. I do include a librarian in as a chat tool in one of my online courses where he kind of interacts with students, particularly because we saw that there a lot of students are off campus. You can embed it as a library module. We have embedded it in the LibGuide in one of the courses, but you can do some additional things with that. You can, the discussion forum, if you have used online courses, I have the librarian having his own discussion forum. and he posts things for the students, and they can interact with the person if they have any specific research or referencing related questions. So these are our references, and thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah. In your, you gather data about your online and your hybrid courses. Mm-hmm. Do you have any additional data that address at all student satisfaction, student performance?
No.
Vis-a-vis online versus in class?
No. I mean, related to the LibGuide or in general related to the course?
Either.
The LibGuide, yeah, that's the data which I showed you. Mm-hmm. The other related to the course, no, nothing general. This was just about the LibGuide.
Okay.
I mean, related to the course I am conducting right now, study, where I will be looking at student responses about the course and things like that, or certain competencies, but this was just specific to the LibGuide.
Okay.
Yeah.
At your school, what are some of the challenges between collaboration between the teachers and then the librarians? Because that was one of your recommendations. Mm-hmm. What project, why did you place that recommendation? What are the existing challenges at your institution?
Actually, there was some existing challenges couple of years ago, and currently we are at a point where we are more talking about interdisciplinary work. And this, what we did was just probably before the administration started talking about that. And currently they're talking a lot about more of interdisciplinary and collaboration between different departments, and they're kind of promoting that. So it should not be a challenge now onwards. Maybe it was there before, but it shouldn't be a challenge at all. Because
how does that help students?
How
does that interdisciplinary collaboration, how does it help the student cohort?
Like this. Like if you're talking about a faculty and a librarian collaboration, that helps a lot for the student, because since we, and this is not the only way we are collaborating, I do ask him to do presentations in my courses face-to-face, and he talks about, depending on the topic and if it pertains to accessing resources or looking at credible, yeah, he does provide a lot of input, and he just comes and he does kind of a workshop, and I think that benefits a lot for the students. So that is one area where I see a lot of benefit for the student, and that's why we are promoting that, and we want and I have another faculty member who does, who has started working with a librarian as well. He teaches a different course, but he is interacting with a librarian. So we want others to use this kind of model.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, any other question? Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear this, actually. I'm a health science librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To support the curriculum. And I think in terms of this question about collaboration, I'll tell you this, I'll speak on behalf of all librarians. We always want to collaborate with faculty. Anything, it's usually we don't get the response back from the faculty.
Mm.
But the librarians will always do a lot of outreach for myself. I'm like a subject liaison to a whole bunch of subject areas, including outside of the health sciences. I'm a subject specialist for like social work as well as urban studies, because everything is interdisciplinary, as you said. So it's really important to actually reach your librarians and come up with a bunch of resources, including subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a librarian. In fact, John used to work with me in HIT.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Using the best resources.
Right.
Oftentimes, students do not have a clear picture of what the information resources in the discipline are, especially
mm-hmm.
their master's students.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, you know, from practice, or they come in from an undergraduate degree. And so, you get
Yeah, and I've heard that from a lot of librarians as well. I mean, they have said that they would be more than happy, and always it's so useful, and this exercise, we found it really, and I've not just from the survey, I've met few students after that, and they said that this was really very helpful, and they recommended this kind of guide to other students as well.
So you evaluated, for example, how they view the resources,
mm-hmm.
what was most important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at the end outcome, sort of like how their grades improve after using something like that, or are the grades of their papers?
We can look at that at this point, because we are doing a next round, so we can do that. We can look at, I don't have the data right now, but I have seen personally that the performance is better, but we can look at that at this point. That's a good idea.
I just have a comment. I think with my students too, I think, you know, they go right away to Google and
mm-hmm.
Wiki, you know, or
yeah, and this is right,
their
right.
courses. So I think bringing the library as, look, you have this resource, you're paying all this tuition money, you know, you can use this resource. So I really appreciate the librarians.
Yeah, and I don't have data, but I've compared to what I was doing last, like I can compare students from the same course, and students this year are certainly performing, or the quality of kind of resources they're using are much better than what she was saying. I've seen a big difference, and I think it's helping. So we want to have more and more people use these kind of resources. And these are our contacts, so if you have any more questions, additional, or to John specific, you can email him, and these are the links to the LibGuides. And okay, thank you.